This is the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast. It is the 29th of September, 2025. I'm Andy Eubank. Welcome. The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. They're online at ffbt.com. Eric Pfeiffer and Greg Allen have the news today, including assistance for farmers from tariff revenues. And Eric has a safety first story from his trip with Nutrien to Canada last week. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is forecasting sunny and dry days all throughout this week. And the corn and wheat markets traded lower Friday. Beans worked higher. Market analysis is on the way with Brian Basting on the Hat Monday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
As the saying goes, good things come to those who wait. But what if you don't want to wait? What if you want to pay for next year's seed order now? Then you're in luck, because if you pay for your order from Seed Genetics Direct before October 10th, they'll take 12% off. And you can pay your way with cash, check, or credit card. Just make that payment by October 10th and they'll take 12% off. So much for waiting around for good to happen. Visit SeedGeneticsDirect.com. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
Hello, this is Brandon Decker, your local ag loan officer with Beacon Credit Union, wishing everyone a safe, bountiful, and successful harvest season.
Farmers receive assistance from tariff revenue, and National Farm Safety Week comes to a close. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen. In a bold move aimed at easing economic pressure on America's farmers, President Donald Trump announced that his administration will use tariff revenue to fund direct financial support for the agricultural sector.
We're going to take some of that tariff money that we made, we're going to give it to our farmers.
The president's statement comes amid rising concerns over the impact of ongoing trade tensions, particularly with China, and the uncertainty they've brought to the global agricultural market. U.S. farmers have been caught in the middle of the dispute, facing falling crop prices, disrupted exports, and the tightening profit margins. Under this plan, the White House says farmers will receive cash payments to help cushion the blow from retaliatory tariffs and lower demand abroad.
What we're going to be doing is we're going to be taking some money from all of the tariff money that we've taken, and we're going to distribute it to our farmers until the tariffs kick into their benefit, which ultimately the farmers are going to be making a fortune.
Critics of the plan argue that using tariff revenue to fund this is a short-sighted fix that doesn't address the root of the economic distress, the very tariffs that sparked much of the trade war in the first place. But the administration insists it's standing by farmers, portraying the move as a patriotic sacrifice in a larger battle to secure fairer trade deals. More details on the size and scope of the program are expected in the coming days. Read more about this story at HoosierAgToday.com. This past week was National Farm Safety and Health Week, shining a light on the on-farm hazards farmers interact with daily. But it's not just about farmers. It's about the whole ag industry. Eric Pfeiffer has more.
Every week's Farm Safety Week for us.
That's Rob Clayton, Senior Vice President of North American Retail for Nutrien Ag Solutions.
We're on farm. We've got 4,000 agronomists across North America that are on farm every day, so safety does not take a break.
Nutrien hosted this farm broadcaster for a trip to Saskatchewan, or as the locals call it, Saskatchewan, in their Allen Potash Mine last week. Safety was certainly emphasized there, but Clayton says safety is the number one priority for Nutrien employees globally.
We've got our experience with people getting hurt and worse on farm and certainly within our business. And we would just say nothing's more important than the safety of our people. Our people are Nutrien. It's not the building, it's not the assets, it's not the signs on the buildings. We've had some different names before. You know, what really adds value to our customers is the Nutrien people. So, you know, if you've got a very strong asset like we do, why wouldn't you want to protect that asset?
Alongside safety, Clayton says Nutrien isn't a conglomerate of a bunch of different industries. They have one purpose: to help farmers be more profitable and sustainable.
We're about agriculture and everyone in the entire supply chain. We're one of the only really integrated companies when you think about it from an end-to-end, like giving advice to the grower on the ground for 4,000 crop and consultants to the actual production of those NPK products like you saw yesterday. So, you know, that gives us a unique kind of family feel of like we're all doing the same things. There's lots of companies around that do a whole lot of different stuff, but you know, we've really just got one purpose at Nutria, and that's what makes the difference.
Stay safe out there. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Just because National Farm Safety Week is over doesn't mean we should ease up on safety. Please make sure you're mindful of our farmer friends and use extra caution during this harvest season. I'm Greg Allen, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit MidAmerica see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. As we take a look at the latest setup across the Hoosier State, we're embarking on a sunny, warm, and dry week all week long. No major weather concerns, and we're going to keep this dry weather around into a large part of next week as well. Let's kind of talk you through it. First of all, the only threat of moisture that we see this week is going to be the remains of some kind of tropical system that tries to come in through the Carolinas here later this week. However, we are seeing the biggest storm, Umberto, curve out to the east as a Category 5, and I think that's going to pull the remains of the other storm system that develops later on with it out to sea. So I do not expect much cloud cover to come in from the southeast at all. I'm looking for us to be sunny, warm, and dry, and under high pressure all week long. Temperature is going to be in the 80s pretty much the entire week. I do not see any threat of moisture through Saturday and into early Sunday. Now, to be clear, over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we are seeing an active precipitation track come out of the upper Midwest and across the UP and into southern Ontario. And we are also seeing some moisture start to come together back in the central plains, Kansas into Missouri. But none of it can hold together and get here. Next week is more humid, and we see a slight uptick in our cloud cover, but I don't think that cloud cover gives us any good threat of rain. Maybe keep an eye out for a spotty shower or two overnight Tuesday night into Wednesday if you're in central Indiana, but nothing with statewide coverage. Getting toward the end of next week, Saturday the 11th and into Sunday the 12th, there is a frontal boundary developing off to our west that will eventually get here. I think it's going to be late the 12th into Monday the 13th that we see showers and thunderstorms, about 80% coverage with a quarter to three quarters of an inch of precipitation potential. Behind that, we get cooler for the early part of that week, the 13th and 14th. I'm looking for temperatures to maybe try and slip a little bit closer to normal, but we're not looking at a major cold snap coming anytime soon. Plenty of warm air still bubbling up over the entirety of the central plains to our west for that week of the 13th. I think that warm air tries to dominate here. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. Get after it. Harvest is wide open all week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
This harvest, it's more than crops. It's your legacy. Beacon Credit Union offers ag loans for equipment, land, and operating costs. Competitive rates, flexible terms, and local experts who know farming. Beacon Credit Union. Local. Trusted. Rooted in agriculture. We're ag people. Serving ag people. Visit beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured EHO lender.
A mixed day throughout the Friday session. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Friday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank. The review is brought to you by Performance Livestock Analytics, helping Indiana cattle producers run more efficient cattle operations with real-time data on feed, health, and performance, all in one easy-to-use app. In the middle of the Friday session, I checked in with Brian Basting of Advanced Trading for some insights on the week's market dynamics. We end the week with quiet mixed markets and Chicago wheat giving back much of what was gained on Thursday. Brian, another back and forth week as we appear stuck in a trading range.
Thanks for having me, Andy. It has been back and forth. I think we're looking at, in the case of corn and beans, anticipation of more harvest activity before a solid move is seen. We'll probably be approaching 20% harvested nationwide on Monday's crop progress report, but that's still not a very large sample. I think we've really got to get into that first, second week in October to start to get a handle on whether or not these yields are going to meet, exceed, or fall short of USDA estimates there from earlier in September. So in the absence of any concrete yield results, the market looks for other market moving factors. We've seen some good export sales for corn. Continue to see that in contrast, so continue to see no export sales of beans to China, which isn't surprising given the trade situation. So I think back and forth, we're going to continue that. We do have a grain stocks report coming out on Tuesday, September 30th, which the last few years has actually been correlated with some increased price movement, both to the upside and to the downside. So I'd encourage your listeners to have your risk management positions in place prior to Tuesday, because it could be a market mover with that grain stocks report at noon Eastern time. But other than that, Andy, I think we're just waiting for more results from harvest and waiting to see what any trade results may or may not happen with China here.
Supply and demand. We're anxious to find out what that supply is going to be once harvest wraps up. We just have to be patient and wait there. What about the demand side as you've seen it this week? As far as the export inspections report, the export sales report, and daily flash sales.
We did have some market moving news this past week, Andy, with regards to Argentina. Argentina temporarily lifted their export sales tax on grains and oil seeds and promptly saw a tremendous volume of farmer movement and sales, primarily to China, of soybeans. And in fact, it was only over 2 days that they reached their ceiling. Their ceiling that they put on this change was $7 billion, I believe. And they reached that in just 2 days. And therefore, they put the export sales tax back on. But basically, what that did was give more of a bridge, if you will, to China, with soybeans coming from Argentina, in addition to the beans they're getting from Brazil. That keeps them out of the market for the U.S. beans. And again, raises questions about what type of program we're going to have to China for beans here as we enter the fall and if we'll have a program to China. So that was the big market mover on the demand side, Argentina trade news. Again, the last word that we have is the tax is back on. But from the standpoint of the time period it was off, China was able to purchase quite a few cargoes of Argentine beans. And therefore, again, I'd remind your listeners, all those beans are in position to substitute for U.S. beans. So that was the big demand news. We continue to see good export sales of corn, though. A couple daily sales announcements of corn to Mexico, who has been very aggressive for buyer of U.S. corn. So I think that we're going to see a good start to the export program for corn here in September, moving into October, moving into November. I think a program will be stronger than last fall. Beans, not so much. Much, much, much weaker if you remove China from the equation. So the demand side, we will get a bit of news on the demand side with the stocks report on Tuesday. It will tell us what the corn feed residual use was during the summer. And that at times has been a wild card. Kind of gives us a gauge of whether or not these cheap corn prices did really contribute to increased feeding, or did the USDA overestimate feeding for the first three quarters of the year or underestimate. And we'll get our final answer, because this will be the carryout for 24-25 on Tuesday.
Thoughts from Brian Basting, economist at Advanced Trading. His number, 309-664-2314. We did finish lower in corn and wheat, so the grain's down. December corn, 3 3/4 lower, 422. March, 438 3/4, 3.5 off. Up 1.5 on November beans, 1013 3/4. 1.75 higher, Jan contract, 1033. December wheat down 7.25 at 519 3/4. The meats were mixed. October live cattle 25 cents lower at 231.80, and October lean hogs 101.50, up $1.40. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.